You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's that time on the radio here in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, the Spanish 2018 budget has finally been approved for this year. Why has it taken so long, Bill?
You might ask the question of the government. The Spanish budget for the current year was intended to have been approved back in September 2017. But it largely due to political instability. I don't need to go into the details on that. Anyone listening to this programme will know what that refers to. But the political instability which took place at the back end of last year, the autumn of last year, and the lack of sufficient support, partially because of that, to pass the budget, it wasn't approved until recently, postponed from September 2017. So with no budget confirmed at the beginning of this year, the 2017 budget was automatically extended until this 2018 budget was finally approved. As I say, Congress in Spain finally approved the 2018 budget on the 23rd of May. After many weeks of hard negotiation, it's now been formally approved by the Senate and has been published in the Spanish official Gazette on the 4th of July, so it is now of full force and effect.
So did the budget include any changes to income tax?
It didn't actually include any major changes, and it's going to have, I think, minimal impact on UK nationals in Spain. Some of the changes are important to indigenous Spaniards, things like the change in a widow or widower's pension under the official scheme, the VAT rate for cinema attendances, all sorts of things that might be attractive if you were an indigenous Spaniard, but effectively not many significant changes for UK expatriates living in Spain.
And what about wealth tax then, Bill?
Wealth tax, as you know, was temporarily introduced in 2011 as a partial element in the recovery from the economic circumstances that took place in 2007-2008. And that has been extended for another full year and will therefore still apply to the 2018 tax year.
So, Bill, who does wealth tax affect, and what is your advice to those who fall into the wealth tax net?
It's quite surprising how many people don't understand their liability to wealth tax. Many people consider themselves to be not ordinarily wealthy, but indeed you don't have to be extraordinarily wealthy to For victim to wealth tax, given property prices and all that sort of stuff. Now, if you are affected by wealth tax, and for people who are residents of Spain, the calculation applies to your worldwide wealth. If it's worth over 700,000 euros, you get an allowance for your main home of just 300,000 euros. And the allowances are per individual. So, you know, potentially the allowance can go up to 2 million euros for resident couples who hold assets in joint names. But to be perfectly frank, the wealth tax calculation is not a simple one. It's quite complicated. And there are, as there are with many complex taxes, a number of means by which you can effectively avoid the worst implications of wealth tax by the manner in which you structure the holding of your assets. And I would suggest that if you are in the camp of a potential wealth tax payer, that you make contact with Blevins Franks, that their offices are really quite close to you, generally speaking, and talk to them about how you might structure your affairs so that you aren't unduly attacked by this pernicious tax.
Yeah. Does the budget include any other tax changes that may be of interest to British expatriates who are living here?
Well, just to return to your earlier question, Howard, I think the one change that I think may be of interest to expatriates who are making their annual tax return is that the Spanish income tax return threshold has been increased marginally by about 2,000 euros. So you get an extra tax-free allowance of 2,000 euros gross. So if your annual 2018 income is less than 14,000 euros, you actually don't need to submit an income tax return. The rest of the income tax rates and the income bands, they have been carried through from 2017 and remain the same for 2018.
Okay. So going back to income tax then, Bill, can we take a quick look at how it works in Spain? What's the difference between general income and savings income?
Yeah, it's a very strange distinction, really. Let's just look at what makes you resident for tax in Spain. You're a Spanish tax resident if any of the following applies to you. If you spend more than 183 days in a calendar year, and those days don't have to be consecutive, and sometimes you can ignore temporary absences, but generally speaking, it's the cumulative total of 183 days. So you may make five or six visits, let's say, in a year. If they come collectively to more than 183 days, then you will be deemed to be a tax resident of Spain, and you're required to make a tax return, unless, of course, you fall within the allowances of a lower level of income. If you're the second thing that makes you a tax resident in Spain is where what is known as your centre of economic interests are in Spain. That is to say, if Spain is the base for your economic or professional activity, if you're earning more income in Spain, for example, or you've got more assets in Spain than you might have in any other single country, then the Spanish tax authorities will consider you to be a resident for tax purposes because Spain is your centre of economic activity. And the last one that often gets overlooked is when your so-called centre of vital interests are in Spain. That is to say, where your spouse and maybe your dependent minor children are living in Spain. Now, I've met several men who've thought that by working outside of Spain and being a globetrotter, as it were, representing an international company outside of Spain, and not spending sufficient time in Spain, not less than 183 days, let's say, that they aren't liable for tax in Spain, but that just simply isn't true. If your centre of vital interest, i.e. your spouse, for example, is a resident of Spain, even though you don't meet the 183-day rule, you will be deemed to be a resident of Spain for tax purposes. And so, you know, it's something to be aware of if you fall into that camp.
Yeah. But of course, many of our listeners are now retired. How are pensions taxed in Spain?
It's another strange area, because I think what tends to happen most of the time is that when an individual decides to relocate to Spain, they tend to look at the pension that they've got or the one they're going to get. And in their psychology, and I understand it, they tend to believe that the principle of the pensions taxation will be the same in Spain as it is in the UK. Well, I'm afraid that's not true. You're moving to a foreign country, despite the harmonisation of the countries within the European Union, given that the UK is still a part of that organisation, you'd imagine that we might have drawn closer together on the way these taxes apply to something as fundamental as pensions, but that just isn't the case. Now, pensions are treated in Spain as your general income, that is to say, the same as your income from employment, for example. So it's taxed at the progressive scale rates, which depends to some extent on the autonomous region where you are actually resident, because we've discussed this before, Howard, while central government set out the standard tax rates, the autonomous regions also have the benefit of being able to vary those rates in accordance with their own local autonomous community budgets. Now, if you've got a UK state pension, that pension is taxable in Spain, your UK state pension. If you've got a UK occupational pension, that pension is also taxable in Spain. These are, of course, if you're residents of Spain. However, a lot of people who have been in government service and moved to Spain believe that they may also be liable for tax in Spain, but again, that generally speaking is not true. If you have a government service pension, that's going to remain liable to UK tax and not directly taxable in Spain. But when you come to complete your Spanish tax return each year, you're obliged to put into that tax return, even though your pension, your government or state pension, your government service pension has been taxed in the UK, you're obliged to put down the amount of that pension as income on your tax return, and then to put into that the tax that you've already paid on that pension, so that you don't get to pay tax on the pension twice, but you do have to report it as income. Now, the worst part about that is that that can help inflate your total income, and therefore lift you up the scale to a higher percentage rate of tax than would otherwise have been the case. And if there is an excess of tax payable above that you paid to the UK government, you will have to pay that to the Spanish tax authority. If you would have paid less had you declared it in Spain, I'm afraid you don't get a refund.
No, of course
not. UK private pensions, but UK private pensions are, generally speaking, all taxable in Spain. You need to notify the UK revenue that you are a resident, complete the necessary documents to prove that you have declared your pension to the Spanish tax authority, and then the UK tax authority will give approval to your pension payer to pay you gross, i.e. without deduction of UK tax, and you will then continue to pay your taxes on the pension in Spain. One last thing, Howard, as far as pensions are concerned, most people talk about a tax-free cash lump sum at the end of their working life, taken out of the pension fund. However, in most cases, certainly as far as private pensions are concerned, if you take a cash lump sum, it is fully taxable in Spain and is not tax-free. Now, you need to then speak to someone at Levins Franks about how you can avoid having to pay this unexpected payment of tax, which will be a very high level of tax, I would imagine, given that you're going to be taking out up to 25% of your pension fund. You need to be talking to someone about how you can configure your pension fund so that that tax charge does not apply to you. It's perfectly capable of being avoided, but unless you take action to avoid it, you're going to end up paying tax on what you would have expected to be your tax-free cash lump sum.
Yeah. So how can people get in touch with Levins Franks then, Bill?
I think the best way is that, as Levins Franks have offices throughout the whole of the areas of Spain, largely where expatriates reside, you'll find an office quite close to you. The way to find that office is to go to the website, www.levinsfranks.com. And on that website, you'll find some credits about the business and the sort of stuff that Levins Franks do. But you'll also be able to locate the office closest to you and the people who are working at that office. They'd be very pleased to hear from you.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabbius.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.